Those will be going throughout the spring. We've got several different options coming up for that.
And the nice thing about it is typically it's at class times that are, I'll say, more convenient to the people taking the course. If they already got a day job, you're not taking their entire evening every night of the week, but you are getting a significant, you know, evening impact on that new job.
Yeah, that's kind of the goal there when they were created, the Flex and the Fast Track, to, you know, be something new for the working adult. Those folks that wanted something different may just need an additional certification. And so we do. Most of those are offered in the evening. We do have some that are daytime courses for folks that are looking for an immediate change,
yeah,
where they can go to a full-time course throughout the week and be done within like a month,
right,
for instance, for our certified nurse aide and some other ones. But the majority are those working adults that need an additional certificate, maybe looking for a change, not real sure what they want to do down the road. But they can come in the evening 1 to 2 nights a week, and it really doesn't take any time out of their busy work schedule if they've got something going on.
And it still leaves time for family somewhere along
absolutely,
the line.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
But as I recall, those were generally created, and time flies when I'm having fun here, 5 to 7 years ago, in cooperation with local employers. These are jobs that we want. This is, we would, you
yep
know, give you the input on the requirements for this set of responsibilities and then go do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of my role there, is I deal with a lot of our adult recruitment stuff, but I also try and work with the community. And we're always trying to find out what the needs are from our local businesses. Obviously, the important thing is we're going to put out a quality product and give people the opportunity to come in and impact their lives and change their lives. But we want to be able to have them turn around, leave our facility, and get a job. So a lot of that deals with, you know, communication through our community, seeing what's out there, what is needed at the time. And a lot of that, you know, revamps what programs we may be offering or what we take away or what we put back out there. Because, again, we want to impact people's lives. But for them to come in and get certified and not have something to turn around and go do doesn't necessarily help them. So we tend to look at the market, see what's out there, talk to our you know, all our stakeholders that are involved, and try and offer those things that are going to be impactful to people and our community quickly.
But that generally means, and I haven't looked at the numbers and I don't see any numbers in front of you, but the success rate as far as job placement in those careers has got to be pretty high.
Yeah, we have a good placement. You know, a lot of our instructors have advisory boards and committees that are working with local businesses in their fields, so they're communicating with those people constantly. They've got a good connections there. We get folks in and out from Tulsa and the surrounding areas that want to come down and look at our facilities, speak with our students in a lot of those Flex and Fast Track programs as well, and kind of create a funnel so we can get those people placed and get them out in the workforce and make an impact in the community.
Does that make Tri-County kind of a leader in what you do across the state? Are there programs across the state copying Tri-County?
You know, we're very unique. I think there's been a lot of change at Tri-County Tech with Mr. Fields over the last decade or so, even longer, that have really made us unique in our area. But we're a leader, I think, in that. You look at what we do in some best practices and our quality awards and what we try and train other companies to do, that they come in and say, listen, this is why we do it this way. It's purely based on the impact we can create and what we can do for our community. You know, we just love to see people come in and change their lives and then go out and be able to change the community for the better as well. And that's really our mission.
Yeah. Are there programs that are starting within the next few months that we can highlight for folks that if this is the job that you're looking to get into, or mm-hmm, the general career field that you can get a foot in the door, then this might be for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing that we're seeing consistently on our end, we have a lot of folks reach out to us about it, and we look around the community and we see a lot of needs for it, is everything in the healthcare industry. We have a ton of healthcare offerings, from basic phlebotomy, certified nurse aid, medication aid, all the way up to our nursing program, which is probably our most popular offering. But, mm-hmm, you know, like this spring, I know we're offering 4 different varieties of the certified nurse aid program. We just got one started this week. It will finish in February, and those folks are going to turn around and be able to get a job immediately. We offer it in the evening in Pawhuska. We'll have another quick one in May. Right now, we're finalizing some details to get one set up in the evening in Bartlesville for those folks that need that. And this is one that I go out and fortunate to work with the chamber and go to see our local businesses a lot and some ribbon cuttings. And I was at one of the new assisted living facilities, and they're looking to hire immediately. Most of those things in the area you'll see out there are always looking for someone with that CNA certification. Mm-hmm. And this is one that we can offer and get people in and out within a month or a 3 to 4 month process. And they're going to be on the market immediately. And there's plenty of jobs out there.
You mentioned Pawhuska. Minnehaha. And I know that, yes, your campus is here. Everything kind of goes around that Bartlesville hub. But it's nice to see how much you're using that Osage County location.
Absolutely. You know, and it's a great place over there. Cindy Helmer does a wonderful job with that facility. A lot of community engagement out of that facility. But we do. We want to get those offerings out there because, you know, again, we have some medical offices over there and people that are looking to hire over there. So we offer our phlebotomy and our CNA and some of our other programs over there. And of course, we're always looking again, what impacts the local communities that we serve. We do a lot of hospitality trainings mm-hmm. in Pawhuska, which is a big hit over there. But again, what does Pawhuska need? What does that surrounding area need? And what can we put at that facility that's going to help those folks grow and impact their community?
And of course, you mentioned ribbon cuttings and just being involved in the community. That's how you and Tri-County in general get that original information. Somebody says, you know, could you put together a program that does blah?
Yep.
Whatever buy is.
Absolutely. You know, and that's part of the fun for me, I think, is I talk to so many different people and you get so many different takes. But, you know, I think all feedback is good, whether there's a little bit of critical feedback, whether it's positive feedback, we learn a lot. And we're always trying to evolve for the better. We want to, again, offer what is going to make the most impact to our folks in our community, to our community as a whole. And so, yeah, it's really nice to get out there, visit with everyone from different walks of life and see what they think and what they'd like to see happen. And then we go back and we sit down and we discuss what's going to work best for our facility and for those people and how we can make it happen.
And I have to believe that you hear from those people who have completed the program, you know, 6 months, 6 years down the road. You know, I when I signed up for this, I thought I knew what I was getting into, but you guys gave me all the basics that I needed and was able to walk in and with very little, this is how we do it here type training, walk in and do the job.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's really the beneficial part is you hear those success stories. You get the feedback about what you're doing, where it's working, and it's also nice, again, to hear those people that go through it that are appreciative and say, this is one thing I may have done differently. And we can go back and look at that, and we change those things, and hopefully it impacts people for the better. But, you know, the success stories are wonderful. We just had a campus-wide meeting last Friday. We do it once a month, and somebody pointed out that there was a young lady that posted something, I believe, on Instagram or Twitter or one of those social media feeds, picture of a full fridge, and said, this is because the training I got at Tri-County, I'm now available to provide more for my children. And, man, you see that, and it just touches your heart, and you just know what you're doing is positive, and you're making that impact that you want to have, and that's really what we're out there and all about.
Well, for somebody who doesn't have a full fridge, that is a significant, significant improvement. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it really says a lot about what you as a staff did for that individual's life.
Yeah, and that's the one thing, you know, I mean, you go out there and talk to Tri-County, our staff's phenomenal, from the front-end people to the back-end people you may not see. Everyone's giving back at some point. We're all contributing to our foundation that's going to provide scholarships for our students. We're all there for those students, whether they be high school, adult, it doesn't matter. We're just trying to help them better themselves for the future, for their family, for their community. Whatever it is they need, we want to offer that and be there for them.
You know, and that's something that we try to address every time I get somebody on from Tri-County is that foundation, that you don't have to play with all the FAFSA forms that you would when you go to a university XYZ, there is no reason that household income has to be a problem to get an education.
No, we're gonna get anyone in the door that wants to be there. That's our mission. That's our goal. We're not going to turn somebody away for financial reasons. We offer that in-house. Part of these flex and fast tracks things, as we have talked about, we're able to provide because we don't do some federal funding options, but we do that internally. And we have given out a lot of money over the years for various reasons through our foundation. We take care of needs of people. We ask them they're going to pony up a little bit. They're going to pay part of that. But again, we're going to figure out how to do that. If that means that they're going to help us out and do some work study type areas to pay off their portion, and then the foundation covers the rest, that's going to work. And we're going to get that done. Like I said, we're not going to turn anyone away that wants to better themselves, because that's our purpose and what we're trying to do.
So if somebody is looking at making a change in their life, or even just considering, you know, what ifing, that's what you and the counseling staff, the recruitment staff at Tri-County is there for.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, I deal with post-secondary, anything after high school. Matt Songer's our high school recruiter, so we're dealing with those folks. And then our student services.
And by the way, he mentioned yesterday he's got a big event coming up at Bartlesville High School.
Yeah, absolutely. Our sophomore, we'll be out at Bartlesville on Friday for what we call the Sophomore Recruitment Day. Most of our programs are juniors and seniors. Mm-hmm. So we'll be out there all day at Bartlesville High School working with those kids. They'll be able to meet our instructors, learn a little bit about all our programs, and hopefully we'll get them on our campus in the fall. But, you know, the other thing, go back to people that are interested. Our student services is a brand new, beautiful facility. If you haven't been out there, I encourage anyone to come to our campus and take a look, because it's a little known gem over there on the east side. I'm telling you, most people don't understand what it's like. But at the same time, they take walk-ins every day. There's so many people that just come in, not sure what they want to do. They'll sit down and talk with you, explain the programs to you, get you through an enrollment process if it's something you're interested in starting, with no commitment to come. If it's just something you're thinking about, you're not sure about, come out and ask the questions. Give me a holler. Go on our website. We love to talk to people and hopefully change their lives.
And there's all kinds of shoppers out there. Some people are ready to walk in and just on based on one conversation, say, sign me up. Others are going to come back and visit with you four or five times. Whatever it takes, you're there for them.
Absolutely. You know, that's the thing. We've had people, I was on the phone the other day with a lady that had to cancel her enrollment appointment, had some family emergencies going on, and she felt really bad. And I said, listen, this is what we're here for. We're going to make this work. It's kind of like the foundation. Whatever we have to do for someone that is making that step themselves to change something or just improve what they already have, we're going to do what it takes on our end. And if that means I've got to talk to you a dozen times, I can't wait to do it.
Okay. Kyle Poole from Tri-County Tech. Check him out online. It is tricountytech.edu.
Yes, sir.
I got it right the first time. All right. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Always glad to be here. Thank you, Charlie.
News on the way.
Happy New Year. Make it a good one. From Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KW.